Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have an amazing story, very short, but very powerful. One time, the Lubavitcher Rebbe made a Febrengen. Now, a Febrengen means a gathering, and usually a Febrengen would be, let's say for my birthday, I had a Febrengen, I had a gathering of maybe about a minyan worth of people, 10 people or so, came by and wished l'chaim, and we told some stories and sang some inspiring negunim and tried to inspire one another and being better Jews. That's the average Febrengen. But when the Lubavitcher Rebbe made a Febrengen, there were many thousands of people that would attend. It would be in 770 Eastern Parkway, Brooklyn, New York. And typically, 5, 8, 10,000 people, I'm not sure exactly the numbers, but I would guess probably about 5,000 on an average for Brengen. Sometimes more, a big holiday, Yutetz Kislev or something. Anyway, at this particular for Brengen, at a certain point in the for Brengen, the Rebbe would, of course, teach Torah mainly, and perhaps tell some stories, perhaps give advice about whatever, reaching out to more people, etc., building more Chabad houses, yeshivas. In any case, in between the talks, every talk would be half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, there would be a break and people would sing and make l'chaim, the Rebbe would give people brachas. So during one of these breaks for the singing, someone started singing a song about wanting Mashiach. You might even know the song. Am Yisrael, have no fear, Mashiach will be here this year. We want Mashiach now, we want Mashiach now, we want Mashiach now, we don't want to wait. We want Mashiach now, we want Mashiach now, we want Mashiach now, we don't want to wait. Now, of course, it's not a very sophisticated song. It's actually a song that was written by one of the camp counselors or directors at one of the Chabad camps. And they sang it in front of the Rebbe one time, and the Rebbe approved of it. And so it became a song that was sometimes sung at the Rebbe's Febrengens. This particular time, it was being sung, and the Rebbe encouraged it. The Rebbe encouraged it very much. The singing went on for a few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and the Rebbe kept encouraging this song. And 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, the Rebbe kept encouraging it. And after a while, the song took a shorter form. It was more like this. We want Mashiach now, 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 we want Mashiach. Basically like that. Pretty repetitious, but pretty strong message. We want Mashiach now. And it went on like that for a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour. The Rebbe kept encouraging the Chassidim to sing the song. We want Mashiach now, we want Mashiach now, we want Mashiach now. It went on for 90 minutes, an entire hour and a half, before the Rebbe indicated that they should stop the singing or change the song. I think stop the singing. And then the Rebbe spoke again. Now, this is really an amazing thing to think about. At this Febrengen, there was lots of people, lots of Jewish people. If you think about 5,000 people, let's say, spending an hour and a half singing basically a children's song, even for a lot of the time, it was just a few words, we want Mashiach now, 4 words. And some of these people were extremely accomplished Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbanim, leaders of their communities. You know, a lot of very important people at this Febrengen were taking 90 minutes of their time to sing 4 words. Basically, we want Mashiach now. And it went on for 90 minutes. Add up all of the people times 90 minutes. Let's see, 5,000 times 90. That would be 45,000 minutes. How many hours is that? A huge amount of time that the Rebbe directed that people should put into singing the four words, "We want Mashiach now." How can we explain this? So perhaps the explanation is that every Jew wants Mashiach. Of course, we all want Mashiach. Who doesn't want Mashiach? We all want Mashiach to come. But how much are we in touch with our desire for Mashiach? The average person probably has a hard time thinking about Mashiach more than a couple times during the day. Of course, during davening, we think about Mashiach. Many, 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 many of the tefillos are about Mashiach, or mention Mashiach. But once the davening's over, and maybe even during the davening, it may be hard to focus on the idea of Mashiach. And I think that perhaps the Rebbe is teaching us that it's very important not to just have an occasional thought about Mashiach or a light thought about Mashiach, but it should be something that penetrates us through and through. It should be something which is constantly on our mind, or at least in the background, and something which affects how we think, speak, and act. If Mashiach was here this minute, how would I think? How would I speak? How would I act? If I really want Mashiach to come, truly, right now, then yeah, I should be ready to conduct myself in Mashiach sort of fashion, the kind of thinking, speaking, and acting that I would do if Mashiach was here in the room with me. So I think that that's not the only explanation. I think there's probably many explanations. You could probably think of one yourself. But this idea of really working hard to penetrate ourselves and to help others, from Avos Yisrael, to help other people to be fully penetrated with the idea of Mashiach and the idea of redemption and what we can do to bring it about is a very important idea. Now, it's true that the Gemara says that Mashiach comes with the Hesech Hadas, which seemingly means when you're not paying attention. So one might say, wait a minute, the more I pay attention to Mashiach, the more I push him off. Not correct, according to the Rebbe. The Rebbe explains that the expression Hesech Hadas means that when a person really learns a lot about Mashiach and thinks a lot about Mashiach, then they reach a level of penetration of the idea of Mashiach that it's beyond das, beyond merely knowledge, but it's on a much higher level of total penetration in the person. So it doesn't mean that we should, chas v'shalom, not think about Mashiach. After all, our chachamim put right into our tefillos about Mashiach, and many, many of the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei mention or hint to Mashiach. So if really we shouldn't have thoughts of Mashiach, if Hesech Das really means don't think about Mashiach, then our chachamim would not have put those words into the Shmoneh Esrei. And so much of Nach is full of thoughts of Mashiach. Of course, the more we learn the Torah, the more we run into Mashiach. But rather, Hesech Das, the Rebbe says, means going even beyond simple das, beyond going simple knowledge, to a total penetration of ourselves with the idea of Mashiach, in order that we can bring Mashiach quicker, may it happen immediately, especially through your contribution of Torah mitzvahs. And talking about contribution, I would like to invite everybody to join in our fundraiser, JEEP, Jewish Education for Every Person, who sponsors all of these stories. And many of them are with the Shiur Delight, S-H-I-U-R, Delight people, who are wonderful in their spreading of these stories. And therefore, if you would like to help sponsor these stories, you can go to our fundraiser, which is on right now. It's a triple match fundraiser. And you go to charity.com/JEEP. charity.com/JEEP. Again, that's charity.com/JEEP. There you can donate and help support these stories and many other beautiful programs. Thank you very much, and may we have Mashiach immediately.